the greatest game in MLS history. They go to penalty kicks with the Philadelphia Union, and John McCarthy, who was our guest a little bit earlier, backup goalie, was in there for the penalty kicks, and wow, what a game. What a game. So we appreciate them bringing the cup and all that stuff today. It was really, really cool. Sorry, John's in Utah.
Utah.
So, John, the Pac-12, I think, has got an opportunity now to get a team into the college football playoff. I don't know how these rankings are going to come out, the college football playoff rankings, but right now in the college football playoff rankings, UCLA is 12, USC is 9, Oregon is 8. And if you look at the weekend, Tennessee lost, Clemson lost. I think they're completely out of it. Notre Dame whacked them. And Alabama lost again. I think they're completely out. Can you imagine? We have a college football playoff without Alabama and without Clemson. Go figure. But I would imagine that Georgia's going to be a solid one. Ohio State's going to be a solid two. Michigan, three. TCU, four. Oregon, five, maybe?
Maybe. Here's the problem with Oregon. They lost on the opening weekend 49-3. Can you lose 49-3 and go to the playoff?
I don't know. Bergman, what do you think?
I think – what are you asking about?
You are just not with us today. Where here. Are you? Are you in parallel universe?
Yeah, no. I think that the Pac-12 has a chance to get into it, but they need a lot of things to go right still above them. I think that
– question was, can Oregon, after getting blown out –
by Georgia, I don't think so.
Can they get into the playoff?
They can. I don't think they will. I don't think UCLA gets in because they lost to Oregon, and I think that because they don't have the brand for it and they're not the right team. USC is really the only chance that the Pac-12 has. They have to beat a one-loss UCLA team, and then they have to beat Oregon. You have to beat Notre Dame, and they have to beat Oregon in the championship game, and by a lot. It can't be close.
If they run that table, if they beat UCLA, Notre Dame, which just beat Clemson. And which is a quality win for Marcus Freeman and Notre Dame, and then the Pac-12 championship game. I think they're going to wind up in. Like, is the Ohio State Michigan loser out?
No, they're not. It's really going to depend on, because you're going to lose. It's going to be 2-3. Ohio State versus Michigan is probably going to be 2-3. They won't drop far enough. A one loss Michigan to a zero loss Ohio State will get in over a not a great USC team.
I think this. Look, defensively, I think USC gave up a lot of. You know, they take a big lead, then they give up a bunch of points. They give up a bunch of points
UCLA,
late.
So did UCLA.
Yeah, UCLA gave up 26 in the second half of that game after really having it under control. We're not known for our defense, but our offenses are spectacular. I mean, I can't believe that still after all this, Caleb Williams, I think, has only thrown one pick.
Yeah, I mean, he's amazing back there. But
I think he's 28 touchdowns versus one pick.
I think you have to look at it this way. The winner of the SEC tournament is going to go in.
Yes.
The SEC final is definitely going to go
in.
The winner of the Big Ten is going to go in. If TCU wins out, they're going to get in.
God, I thought Texas Tech had him this weekend. I was following that game. We needed
but
that.
Then you have to assume that probably between Ohio State and Michigan, those are both going to get in. And then it really just depends on what's going to happen with Tennessee. If Tennessee goes further, depends on how far they go. If they beat up everybody else but don't make it to the conference championship game, maybe they get pushed out. But for the most part, a one-loss Tennessee is going to get in over a one-loss Pac-12 team.
Well, you're making it sound like there's no chance.
No, there's not a great chance. The Pac-12 is down.
If LSU jumps past USC, Oregon. No, I'm talking about the college football playoff. In the college football playoff, why would LSU at 6-2 jump over one loss Pac-12 teams?
At what point did you not realize that there's an SEC bias? I mean, this is how this goes.
Right, but I mean, why would a two-loss team, John, why would a two-loss LSU team be in front of SC, Oregon, and UCLA?
Because of who they lost to. If you look at it, like, LSU plays a much harder schedule than USC, UCLA, or Oregon. So it depends. I don't think you can make the playoff if you get beat 49-3. I just don't.
You think Oregon's out?
I do.
Even though it was week one. I agree with you, but even though it was week one.
I think, by the way, the optics are so bad, you can look at that and say, yeah, but I mean, they'll be the number four, and they lost 49-3. How can we
See this again?
And by the way, if they were the number four, they would play Georgia again, the same team that beat them 49-3.
Right.
So I if there's a one-loss team, I hope it's USC or UCLA. Well, obviously, I hope it's UCLA, but they – you know, they got some work to do.
Shouldn't UCLA be able to get in, though? Their only loss is to Oregon.
Right, but they got to beat SC.
Yes,
right, and USC's only loss was by a point at Utah.
Right, but their defense hasn't been great at all. Like Arizona, Arizona almost won that game, and they're one of the worst teams in Pac-12.
Well, Cal gave them trouble till the end.
Yeah, I mean, they're a team that scored. They're going to have to, I mean, their entire game, USC's entire game, is outscore everybody. That's what they got. They just got to outscore everybody.
It's worked everywhere except against Utah.
Yeah, right, exactly. And they scored a bunch. It just was not quite enough.
Don't you think that UCLA-USC is going to be very much, John, like UCLA-Oregon, where they're gonna everybody's going to score on everyone. It's about who steals that one possession.
Right, it's going to be 48-41 or something.
Right. And, you know, it's going to be a great crazy one. High score.
Now, we're going to that game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to that, and you're bringing Riley.
Yeah, I want to bring Riley.
Alex Michelson's going to go with us.
Good.
So far, we've got four. Anybody else at the station want to go?
I'm sure Laura would
want
to go.
Jorge's pass. Jorge's a hard pass, looks like.
Laura would want to go. She's a UCLA fan.
Oh, is Laura a UCLA fan?
We don't. But she wasn't included in the text. So.
Oh yeah, she wasn't on Momo's text, so
well,
she's out.
Blame Ramona.
She's out.
Blame Momo.
All right, so John, I did not see I saw the Lakers game Friday when they really locked down on defense and gave up 130 to Utah. Yesterday they lose to the Cavs, who just pulled away in the second half. All of a sudden, is it 2-7?
Yes, it is.
Two and seven.
And there's been an interesting thing that's happened in the last two games.
Don't play that yet.
Yeah, well, what? You've given
that
up.
That wasn't
on the Rams.
Me. That was I didn't hit.
Lakers.
I did not press the button. Don't come after me. I didn't press. I'm not the button presser on that.
Yeah, but that's what you think. Do you think the Rams are making the playoffs?
No.
Do you think the Lakers are making the playoffs?
No.
Splash.
You know, here's the thing. Do you really get penalized for being honest on this show?
Well, I don't know if you are being honest. I don't think the Rams have been eliminated.
Well, they have not been eliminated. I'm just saying they're unlikely to go 6-3 to get to 9 wins. And if the Niners are there at 9 wins, they don't have the tiebreaker anyway. I just think it's an incredibly long shot for a 3-5 team to climb back to 9 wins. And I'm trying to set my expectations for it.
It was an incredibly long shot for LAFC playing a man down with 5 minutes to go and tie that game and send it to penalty kicks and win it. That's sports. It doesn't look good. It doesn't look good for the Lakers
the
Rams.
I just want to be truthy.
Well, no.
I'm just going for truthy.
Okay, this is the truth.
Yeah.
The Rams have 9 games left.
Yeah, here's the truth. I will be at 4 of them.
Right, but you've already given up.
I don't anticipate. I'm just trying to set my realistic expectations.
So you give up.
Yeah, you're realistic. I'm looking at a text from you. The season is over. You have given up. You're a quitter. The Lakers have 71
games
left.
Let me ask you, do you think the Rams are going to make the playoffs?
I think it's possible. How about this? What odds would you, give me 100-1?
Yeah.
Oh, 100-1 to get into the playoffs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
$1,000.
Yeesh. That's the.
I get $100,000.
Oh, wait, no,
we can't do that. He doesn't have. He only has $3,000.
Well, I only have $3,000 next year. No, it'll be like Jeopardy. He goes just in arrears. He gets negative money.
This goes all the way to the end of next year.
Yeah, no, I've got $3,000 between now and the end of next year,
2023.
Yeah, it's not looking good for you.
It is not.
But you're not dead yet.
Yeah.
See, I'm a glass half full guy. You're glass half empty.
No, I'm just being. I'm trying to be real with the people.
Well, if you want to be, you can be real. You can look at any situation and focus on the negative, which you've chosen to do here. You think the Rams lost to Tampa Bay, their season is over. I think that's a ridiculous conclusion to come to, because if they would have made one more stop, they would be 4-4, and you would say the season's still alive.
Correct. 4-4, and you're in the race. 3-5, you're not. I mean, it's just as simple as that. I told you that on Friday. That's exactly what my view was going to be.
Fortunately for all Ram fans, you are not the arbitrator of what makes the playoffs.
No, of course not. But it is my job to sit here and tell the truth, and I don't think the Rams have played good football this year. I don't think they've got it.
That's the truth. What isn't the truth is that the season is over.
Right. No, I will be there on Sunday. You're correct. Technically, the season is still going on, and I will be there for the rest of the games, including Sunday against Arizona. Somebody asked me at the game on Saturday at the LAFC game, are you gummied up? I'm like, no, I never gummy up during a game. I've got to be locked in. I never do. I never gummied up at a game. At home, if I'm watching a game, absolutely.
Right. Well, isn't that gummying up for a game?
I'm talking about being at a game.
Okay.
Yeah, when I'm at a game, I never gummy up.
As long as you had a ride home, I'd have no issue with you being gummied up.
Yeah, I just...
As long as you're not driving.
I like to remember the game.
Yeah, I mean, I play golf with guys that are, like, fully functional stoners. And,
yeah, I know you do.
It's
ridiculous. I know you do.
Hey, John, what do you think the line is? You're really good at this. What do you think the line is already for Rams-Cardinals?
Next week.
Next week, Sunday.
Where is the game?
It's here. It's in L.A.?
Rams by 3.5.
I'll say Rams by 2.
It is Rams by 3.5, right on the line. Ireland.
Jeez. Yeah.
So they're basically getting home field.
Right. You get 3 for being at home, and I said, it's a coin flip of a game. They're going to want people to bet, so put the half on the Rams. I was either going 2.5 or 3.5.
That was a good bet.
No, nice you're very. Oh, you know what we haven't mentioned? We're dealing with a mentalist today.
Oh, this is going
to
be fun.
This is so cool.
We've already talked to him.
Yeah, we've already talked to him. We talked to him at noon today. Actually, why don't we explain the entire thing next? Let's explain the entire thing next.
By the way, no way he pulls it off, right?
Zero chance he
pulls
this off.
Can I bet you? He absolutely pulls it off.
0% chance.
I don't know how. Okay. Otherwise, I'd be a mentalist.
We'll explain the what, and you can decide the how.
Yeah, we should take some calls and let people decide whether or not he'll be able to do it.
Yeah.
There's no way.
We will do that. Coming up, we'll explain the whole thing. It is a championship Monday, the LAFC winner of the MLS Cup on Saturday at Bank of California Stadium. By the way, show's on YouTube today. You can go to YouTube, search ESPN LA. We are right there. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, I think we've got Geronimo Lopez on the line. Geronimo, where are you calling from, man?
West Covina.
Geronimo Lopez from West Covina. So you heard the sounder. That means you've already won Rams-Cardinals tickets for Sunday at SoFi Stadium, and now you qualify to win $1 million if you could tell us the 2 Super Bowl teams and the final score and nail it for $1 million. What do you got, Geronimo?
Okay, I got the Bills over the Eagles, 28-14.
Bills, that's 28, Eagles, 14, Geronimo Lopez, West Covina. Geronimo, good luck. You'll be at the game on Sunday, see the Rams in Arizona. You got a shot at $1 million. All right, Championship Monday. I'm actually, Ireland, I need some of your goofy back exercises. Today I thought, my back went out again.
Oh, I got a bunch of them.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I can give you a guy. I'll send you his number right now.
Yeah, send me a number because I need a guy.
Yeah, call this guy. He'll do it over Zoom. He can
fix my back over Zoom?
Yep. He'll come to your house if you want, but he can do it over Zoom.
He's a miracle worker. All right. So earlier today, first of all, last week we saw a mentalist named Oz Perlman do something at Seattle Seahawks practice that was stunningly amazing. Actually, listen to this.
Let's welcome Oz Perlman. Oz, come on down. Let's do this. How are we doing, Seahawks?
He's going to go to DK Metcalf.
We got you
first.
Fired up. All right, folks. Physical, it's one thing to train your body, but how do you train your mind? And my job is getting inside people's heads. So what do you do for a living? Let's try this. Do me a favor. Do you have your phone?
Yes, sir.
Let me grab your phone for
a second.
That's
Metcalf.
How many times do you think you've done this code? Thousands of times. It's muscle memory. I could wake you up middle of the night, pull out your finger. Would anybody here possibly know your code?
No.
Give me your finger. Watch this. Don't say a word. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0. Now think, where do you move? Do you go up? Do you go down? Left, right, down, up. Look at that. He's not even breathing. You did the first number. You did the second number. Think where you go next. You went back. It's like you sprung back. Is there any way in the world anybody here could possibly know your code? You walk in this room, you have no idea who I am, you have no idea what's about to happen. Give me your finger. You went here, and then you went up, and you went down. Boom, 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 and we are in your phone.
All right, so we talked to this guy today, this Oz Perlman. And let's see. First of all, John, the description of your part of this.
All right, he told me to. So Oz is, where is he, Greg? He's back east someplace, right?
Back east.
Yes, he's back east. Different microphones.
All right, so he's back east. I'm in Salt Lake City in a hotel. Mason is in our studios in L.A. And he says to me, John, I want you to think, go to Wikipedia. So I go to Wikipedia, and he says, how many millions of profiles they have on there? It was something like 6 million or something.
Yeah, 6 million different Wikipedia
think
entries.
Think of an athlete, any athlete, living or dead.
And not right. A Los Angeles athlete, because that would be a giveaway.
And I said, okay, I've got one. And he said, all right, now go Google into Wikipedia, do a Google search, pop up an image of that guy. I said, okay. And now put it on your phone. I go, okay. He goes, when I come on at 3:30, I'm going to tell you who you picked. Now, there's no way he could trace my computer or trace my phone. He doesn't know me.
He can't hack you.
Right. I mean, until today, I've never spoken to him.
So here's what he did with me. He said, pick somebody's birthday. Then add your ATM pin code. And then I forget, there was a third number. So I've got a 4-digit number here that there's no possible way he could know.
And he did tell us it's harder for him to do his thing over the phone, but he thinks he can do it. And he's coming on today at 3:30.
If he comes up with it, I'm just like, he's a witch.
Yeah.
Right. There's something weird going on if he figures out these two things, Bergman.
Yeah. I mean, there's something obviously weird. He's a mentalist, but I think he leads you to something. I don't know how he
Greg,
does it.
Did you hear the call?
I did. I was sitting in the room. Listening. You guys were on speakerphone. I heard the whole thing.
Do you think I led him to something?
I think in some way it leads you to something.
There's no
I don't
way
know
he can
how.
Know my ATM pin
and
code.
Greg, I gave him no hints.
No, you didn't say anything. You said absolutely nothing to him the entire time. He said, okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, think about it. Any athlete living or dead.
What is that? Yeah. Well, yeah, spin the wheel. Any athlete.
Yeah, if he does it, I'll be absolutely stunned.
Yeah, I will be stunned too. I honestly will have to walk out.
I mean, you're going to be walking out because he's going to do it.
No.
You're going to be shook like the time I did it.
Look, let's be real. You think he's going to come on here and get it wrong?
Jorge, what you did was an explainable trick.
Yeah, what you did was a trick, which I have since repeated, although I screwed it up when I did it with Tyler.
Yeah, how did you ruin that, by the way?
I tried to do it to Doug Mann, and I screwed it up.
I did it with Juan over the weekend, and he was like, no, you have to tell me how you did it. You have to tell me.
Did you tell
otherwise
him?
It's creepy. And I said, well, all right, so here's how I did it.
It's awesome. You
not
told
that
him.
Big a deal. I told him.
Oh, you shouldn't have told him. You should have just been creepy.
I didn't want him to.
Creepy Mace.
Creepy night. All right, so John Lakers, are we up? No, we're not. Okay. It's a little scrambled in here today. So Lakers lose Friday to the Jazz and yesterday to the Cavs.
Yeah, and there's a weird thing going on with the Lakers. I want to ask you guys, who should be blamed for this? Whose fault is it? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
In both games, Anthony Davis has come in the first half and been great.
Yep.
Led the team in scoring, scored 20 points, got a lot of rebounds, running everything through him. Both games at halftime looking good.
And then?
Second half, two shots.
Yep.
Two shots on Friday, two shots yesterday. Is that AD's fault? Is it the point guard's fault? Is it Darvin Ham's fault? How do you explain a team getting that much productivity out of Anthony Davis in the first half and then zero in the second half?
100% AD's fault. And Darvin Ham basically...
He doesn't bring the ball up.
Darvin Ham basically said as much. I read an article in The Athletic today. He's like, AD, we've got lots of sets for him. He needs to call his own number if he has to. He's not doing it. I don't... You know, that is a... We say all year, if he stays healthy, if LeBron stays healthy, if AD stays healthy. I think where we are right now is AD does not attack in the second half. AD is not aggressive in the second half. AD is not, as Darvin Ham said, calling his own number. That's not happening at all.
Some of it is a little bit of this. So teams with good coaches, and both on Friday, Utah, this guy Will Hardy, who I'm going to see again tonight, is really good. He's a really good young coach. Came out of Popovich's tree.
Right.
was the lead assistant last year for the Celtics. He's the new head coach of the Jazz. I think what happens is they go into the locker room at halftime, and same thing yesterday with J.B. Bickerstaff, really good young coach. I think they go into the locker room at halftime, and they say, all right, Anthony Davis is killing us. Let's take away AD defensively and force them to do something else. But when that happens, the Lakers got to come up with a counter. The Lakers got to find a way to keep AD involved. And tonight will be interesting because no LeBron, no Lonnie Walker, no Pat Beverly. So it's really up to AD and Russ to keep this game competitive. And I think the only way they can is if AD takes shots all four quarters.
Now, let me ask you something, John. So this is the same thing that you do against Milwaukee. Giannis is killing us. We got to find a way to stop Giannis. Let's just let's take him out of the game.
Right.
Nobody can do it. Why is it that Anthony Davis, that happens to Anthony Davis? No, you can't. He can just exert his will. He could do whatever he wants if he really wanted to, but why is he not like Giannis in that situation?
Well, a couple things. Number one, when Giannis gets a rebound, sometimes he just gets it and dribbles end to end. And I've seen him do it in like three dribbles. It's pretty freaky. And that way he's creating his own, you know, AD, I guess, could do that, but he's not really a ball handler like Giannis is. That's number one. Number two is that Milwaukee has shooters. They have Drew Holiday. They have Chris Middleton.
So they keep them honest.
Right. So if you sag, then all of a sudden the ball gets dumped out and those guys beat you. We don't have those shooters.
Here's what Darvin said after the game. He said, we have a playbook, we have a menu, and a bunch of sets where AD can be featured. You just have to be organized, slow down, and be organized and get what you want. He's got my blessing to scream out, call his own number. We tried to get him going, tried to get Bron going on some post actions and some step-ups and some pick-and-roll stuff. It's not like we're not trying.
Isn't that kind of throwing those guys under the bus by Darvin Ham?
Well, I think he's answering the question honestly.
Yeah, he's saying, AD, call your own number.
He should.
Go, man, go. Attack.
Here's what's been the most disappointing thing about the last two games. Their defense up until the last two games has actually been really good. The last two games it hasn't, particularly
Utah.
The other night against Utah was really bad.
130 points.
Right. So they've got to get their defense back in order you haven't been at the game, so you don't know this, but it is the weirdest, maybe the strangest individual turnaround I've ever seen.
Westbrook, right?
Yep. When he comes into the game, he gets a standing ovation.
An MVP chance, from what I understand.
Anytime he does anything good. He has, I don't know why, maybe it's because he's accepted his role, or maybe because, like, I've always admired about him, he plays harder than everybody else. But the same fans who used to boo him and dare him not to shoot are cheering him louder than any other player.
Yep.
It's unbelievable.
Well, you know what? He completely deserves it because he did settle into that role. He has been great off the bench. There's not a single knock I can say about Russell Westbrook.
I wonder
right
what
now.
They do tonight. It's because three starters are out. No, Darvin has said he's marrying Russ to the bench. He loves him in this six-man role. But with three starters out, no Beverly, no Lonnie Walker, no LeBron. You got to start him, don't you?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, who else would you start in that situation?
I think you're kind of stuck, right? You've got to start Russ.
Well, Kendrick Nunn, Austin Reeves.
They started Kendrick Nunn over the weekend. They started Austin Reeves yesterday. You know,
Matt Ryan, does he get a start?
Yeah, you could.
I suspect he's going to start. Here's my takeaway from
I would bet you he doesn't.
Here's my takeaway from the Lakers, John.
Season's over?
No. We're just not good enough.
Don't forget to bring a towel.
We're just not good enough. Like, I can't say, it's because of Westbrook. Westbrook's been great since he settled into this role. We don't have as many good players as the other team does. I think in the end, that's one of the issues. We're shy on talent. And for whatever reason, that third quarter, that fourth quarter, we are just a disaster in that third and fourth quarter.
I don't think anything you said is unfair, but this is what I would tell Laker fans. It's not they're a work in progress. They're building something up. I don't know if the Lakers can make this big of a turn this quickly, but just remember that last year at Christmas, the Celtics were 24-24 and they made the finals. I think a realistic goal for the Lakers would be try and get back to 500 by Christmas. try and do what the Celtics did last year. I don't know if they can do it because, like you say, I think there is a talent disparity. But I think if they continue to pivot towards defense, which is what Darvin says he's doing, so he's going to get these guys to try and play defense every game, and that's going to be where their, you know, where their practice habits are, what they concentrate on. The shooting mace can't stay this bad. They're the worst three-point shooting team in the NBA. They're also the worst three-point shooting team in NBA history. But it's only been 10 games.
But isn't it fair to say that they didn't round up three-point shooters when they had the chance?
Yes. I don't think that's unfair to bring up. But here's what I'm saying. Even the guys they have never throughout their careers been this bad. I mean, LeBron is shooting 20% from three. LeBron has made one of his last 17 three-pointers. He's never been in a slump like this. So they've got to get that. Even if they would just revert to close to their career averages, they don't even have to reach them all the way. They'll win some of these games because of their defense. But it might be a long year. I mean, you've got to prepare. Here's what I've prepared myself with both the Lakers and the Rams. I no longer think that I think you have to be willing to consider everything now. You know, like before I would say, no, I would never trade those guys or I would never do that. I'm going to try not to do that. I think you got to keep an open mind. These are two teams that with championship aspirations that, you know, you used to make suggestions like trade everybody, trade AD, trade LeBron. And I would say you're crazy. I now think, well, you got to consider everything now. You know, would you trade Aaron Donald? Probably not.
No.
But what if you could get six first-round picks for him?
I think Aaron Donald's going to retire.
All right, but that's what I'm saying.
He filed a retirement papers.
He's got a three-year deal he just signed.
Yeah, but Mace, maybe that's why you move him. Greg just pointed out, he's got a three-year deal. You move him to a team like Kansas City or Buffalo and get a bunch of young guys and picks? I would have said you're absolutely insane to even consider that.
Wait a minute. This is the opposite of your Khalil Mack take. With
F them picks.
Yeah, I mean, right. We're talking about trading the single best player in the single phase of the game that they are doing the best.
Right.
Like this is, they have a pass rush. His name is Aaron Donald.
If you came to me and said, hey, the Rams are 3-5. The Lakers are 2-7.
And just to be clear, we're past the trade deadline in the NFL.
Yeah. The Rams are 2-7. Or the Lakers are 2-7. The Rams, somebody asked me today, who's going to win? Who's going to have a better record? Somebody tweeted this to me. Let me find it. LaMel, who has a better record after 17 games? Lakers or Rams? What do you think?
Rams.
Maybe. But now I think you consider things that you wouldn't have considered before.
But I'm not in favor. Well, actually, we'll do that coming up because I have a thought on that. And also, we've got a somebody that did this person tweet to us with all the obscenities or?
Yeah, somebody tweeted me. It was on one of those shows like Bergman used to do.
Late night like dance party hoedown on your phone.
Hey, are you the guy who does the Lakers dance party hoedown on your phone?
After we play it, somebody will be able to call us and tell us exactly where it came from.
Okay.
But it is a Laker fan at wit's end. You know, it's just, it's very funny.
Okay.
We'll play it coming up.
We will do that coming up next for you. Then we got Bobcat. It is a championship Monday. LAFC wins the MLS Cup Saturday at Bank of California Stadium. Thanks again. We loved having the MLS Cup here in studio, the Championship Cup. John McCarthy, the MVP, was here. Really, really cool earlier in the show. I'm sure you can get it on podcast or whatever you want. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. Woo-woo-woo-woo-woo! Championship Monday! LAFC wins the MLS Cup on Saturday at Bank of California Stadium. If you were lucky enough to be there, you will tell your grandkids about it because it was a wild day up and down. And ultimately, in extra time, at the end of overtime, this happened.
Palacios looking, throws it on the ground to Ilias Sanchez on the far side. LAFC trailing 3-2. Tiki dragging it to the end line. Palacios keeps it in play. To Bale in the middle. Gareth Bale has tied it up! Gareth Bale has tied it up! It's 3-3! Jump for LA Football Club, Ole! Ole! Jose Cifuentes Cheeky Palacios dug it out. They did not quit. And Gareth Bale was in the middle waiting for it. And Gareth Bale delivered. It's 3-3.
And that was the moment that set up PKs and ultimately LAFC won. John McCarthy, the goalie who won it in PKs, was here. He was the MVP. He was here a little while ago. Just a fantastic. I'm wearing my LAFC scarf. I'm like ready. I did sit next to Morales for the game, which was annoying. You know, Morales doesn't shut up during a game.
But he said you never talked to him.
I never talked to him. He talked at me.
Oh,
he
okay.
talked at me the entire game.
Sounds like Chris.
That is so yeah. Morales. It is so Morales. All right, so somebody tweeted us a rant, and it's a Lakers fan named Mike, and he was on one of those, like, remember Bergman used
to... I don't think Mike was the one who tweeted it. I think someone recorded it on one of those late-night dance party hoedown shows and sent it to us.
Okay.
Now, what did we decide, to play the whole thing or just half of it?
I put in
the whole thing, and everything's bleeped out.
All right, so it's 2.5 minutes long, yeah. But let's just say it never slows down.
Here we go.
Get me to a spaceship and take me back to the 80s when we were winning titles and got to 8 of 10 finals. This is dog shit. This is not acceptable. Quit breaking down shit. We suck right now. This is unbelievably bad. I'm sick of this. I'm not going to put up with another crappy season. You guys haven't seen enough winning. You guys don't freaking get it. I see 12 titles. This is bullshit. We got to fix it or it sucks. You guys haven't seen maybe one, maybe two, maybe three. I don't want to hear analysis. We suck. I don't need this dime care analysis. Listen to me what I'm saying. All right? We got to fix this quick. We look old. Our young guys can't play. We're get mad. I don't want to hear you guys and your I don't know. It doesn't look good. ADM did frickin' get to make myself clear.
Yes, made himself clear.
Oh, it's not over.
I decided we've probably had
you
it.
Couldn't take it anymore?
No, we got the idea. We got the idea.
At the end, he says, I love you guys.
Does he at the end say, I love you guys?
The second beautiful. Half, he actually gets all ramped get up me again.
Yeah, I mean, I understand the frustration. I mean... John, you just suggested let's get to, we're 2-7. You just suggested get to 500 by Christmas. And
I think that should be and it may not be a realistic goal. They may just not have the personnel to do it.
Oh, I've got an idea. All I want for Christmas is a 500 record.
It may be a big ask.
It is a big ask.
Yeah, you're not getting that.
Schedule does get easier. That is true.
Not necessarily.
The problem is we don't necessarily get better.
Hey, here's what I would say.
Yeah.
We're one game behind the Warriors. That's what I'm talking about. We're two games behind the Clippers.
See, there you are. You're selling basket full of sunshine.
No, I'm not.
It's really a box of hair.
You and I'm giving you facts.
Did you just say box of hair?
Yeah, box of hair. Isn't that an expression?
Box of hair.
I think that's an expression.
No, but I think you should copyright
box
it.
Of hair, you see?
No, not really.
No, I don't think it's a 30s thing. Box of hair, I think that's...
Box of hair, it just sounds gross. Why would anybody keep a box of hair near them?
Box of hair. It is an expression.
Well, that's his point. I'm selling something that has little or no value.
Sure. I mean, a box of hair? Like,
it's actually
where did your mind go to that?
It's actually a derogatory metaphor used to insult someone's intelligence level and comprehension of common sense.
Well, then it fits right in.
It does.
Yeah.
It's a real thing?
It's completely appropriate. Oh, yeah.
Every time Mason says something that doesn't sound real, we look it up and it's real. Just I've gave up that a long time ago. He makes up stuff all the time and it's always real.
Box of hair should not be real.
Nobody
should make that an idiom. This is crazy.
Box of hair is real. It's like dumb as a box of rocks, only it's hair.
That's one way to put it.
Dumb as a box of hair. What do you mean? That's it.
I mean, that's pretty dumb.
Meanwhile, Ireland's got, you know, he's riding a unicorn, and there's a rainbow and a leprechaun with a pot of gold, and it's a 500 record at Christmas.
Yeah. Aww. 500 record at Christmas. That's what I'm hoping for.
Oh. Are you calling that or are you hoping for that?
No, I'm hoping.
Okay.
I don't think it's necessarily all that realistic, but the Celtics had a 500 record at Christmas last year and ended up in the finals.
But they were good.
Yeah, that's like yesterday. If the Rams had won, we'd been 4-4, and I'd have said, we're in it. We're just not good.
Right. You're not. The Rams season isn't over.
No, I'll be there on Sunday. I'll be there on Sunday.
Yeah. You'll be there.
I do not believe we're going to win the World Series. I don't believe we're going to win the Super Bowl this year.
You're like the Indian fans in Major League.
I don't believe you're going to win an NBA title this year. I don't believe the Rams are going to win a Super Bowl this year. You got to be honest with the people.
Well, you can be what you think is honest. I just think you're being negative. You're a naysayer. Say nay.
Nay.
You're a glass half empty guy.
Nay. Yeah, that glass is half empty. I have half the glass.
In your case, you're almost fully empty.
Don't forget to bring a towel.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, giving up on November 7th on both the Rams and the Lakers.
No, I'm not giving up. I'm just saying, wait a minute.
Do you want me to
All I'm saying is, yeah, go ahead. I said it was a must win. They didn't win. Season's over. Yeah. Season's over. We're not winning. I saw how bad they played. By the way, listen to Romo and is that still Nance?
Nance,
jumped around all over the place now, so I have trouble keeping track of them. So, yeah, listen to Romo and Nance. They're basically talking about how bad both of those teams are through the entire game. It was basically a litany of all the things wrong with the Buccaneers and the Rams.
Well, I think at one point they said no team has ever made the playoffs that averaged less than 70 yards a game rushing, and both of those teams do.
We literally don't have a running back.
Either does Tampa Bay.
Well, not literally.
Well, they've got that. Well, yeah, you're right. Not literally. Thank you. That's like when I say a pitcher is literally unhittable. No. He can be hit.
Figuratively.
He can be hit. Figuratively. Yeah, that's the right word. And then Ireland, you sent this. Here's a complete list of the current NBA free agents considering the way the season is going. I don't believe. Do you believe any of these guys actually make a difference?
I don't know. Well, is there any names on that list that jumped out at you?
Looking.
I mean,
no.
There's nobody. I don't think there's anybody.
No, I don't think there's anybody that's going to change the world.
If you're losing, it might be worth mixing it up. You know, bring one of those guys in, see if you get lucky.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know if LaMarcus Aldridge has anything left in the tank at this
point.
Probably
not.
DeMarcus Cousins, you really want to roll the dice on DeMarcus Cousins? Hey, just for fun, let's get Taco Fall.
Oh, yeah, he's fun. 7'6".
He'd be fun.
That's what I'm talking about.
We're back to that team that had Kobe and all the little kids.
Well, we're not too far from it now.
Yeah, I mean, we're right there. Yeah. We're right there. All right, Bobcats coming up next. It's Championship Monday! Got to keep circling back around to that. Monster game at Bank of California Stadium. Congratulations to Larry Bird, the owner, all the other owners that are involved. John McCarthy was there. Carlos Vela, the MVP. John was the MVP. Carlos Vela was the MVP for the season. Just an unbelievable game. Really cool to be there. Thanks to them for coming in today. All right, coming up next is Bobcat Bergman's going to throw a bunch of stuff at us. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thanks, Chris and Amanda. All right, so I love this quote from Vladimir Guerrero of the Blue Jays. The other day, he made his thoughts on the Yankees abundantly clear. He said, "I like to play in New York. I like to kill the Yankees. I would never sign with the Yankees, not even dead." What do you think about this quote, and when does he actually sign with the Yankees?
Yeah, I would never say that because you never know where your opportunity is.
Exactly. They got bags of money there.
But I think it'll be appealing to the Toronto fans. I think he probably scored some points with them.
Didn't say anything about the Dodgers, by the way, just saying.
Yeah, didn't say anything about the Dodgers. Well, actually, we'll do that at 3 o'clock. I've got some numbers on who's going to be available, what the contract expectations are, who the Dodgers are in on, who they're not. That's coming up. I didn't like that question much.
Why? What was wrong with it?
I just didn't care for
it. Yeah, it was cool.
What? All right, you're just...
He's forgotten the question.
You didn't actually hear the question. You're getting mad at me earlier for not listening. You weren't listening at all.
Bobcat.
All right, so this is something I've been thinking about recently. The bathroom in this building puts the toilet paper underneath instead of over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a crazy person like me that gets upset when the toilet paper is not over the top?
I've never understood this. I can honestly tell you guys, I'm not making this up.
Mm-hmm.
I have never noticed in my entire life whether it's over the top or underneath.
What?
I just make it work.
Yeah, I got to be honest. It doesn't make a difference. Like at home,
there's a bathroom,
I think it changes every time.
Where I am now, I can't, and I've used it twice, I can't tell you if the paper is over the top or underneath.
It always has to be over the top. Under, it just doesn't make sense because then it gets stuck when it's underneath, when it's under the bottom. It gets stuck. No, it's not. Jorge, can you get my back on this, please?
I'm a wife's guy, dog.
Yeah, over the top is the right way to go in every sense.
All this, again, this is you and your insane personality. Pistachio. Yeah, it is. It's like the worst thing in the world is a pistachio nut that I can't open.
No, this
is
annoying.
You really waste time wondering if the toilet paper is over the top or underneath.
What else am I going to do in the bathroom?
How much RAM do you have in your head? You want to waste it on that?
Yes, I do. Because I don't actually bring my laptop into the bathroom with me.
This is two bad questions in a row.
You're bad questions. All right, let me get
I'm
a nice
bad
one.
Questions.
All right, Jorge, what you got?
Okay, so according to...
You're bad questions.
According to the New York Post, Jeff Bezos and Jay-Z will make a bid for the potential purchase of the Washington Commanders. What do you guys think of Bezos and Jay-Z buying the Commanders?
Well, I think that it's better than Daniel Snyder, so I'm in.
Yeah, and Bezos has stupid money. They will spend and spend and spend. I mean, I think that you could do worse than having the guy that, you know, invented the thing that we all use virtually all the time. I mean, Jeff Bezos is a brilliant guy. So, yeah, I think and having Jay-Z involved would be great. I am completely in favor of owners who are rich enough that it doesn't really matter how much they spend on their team, that they're toys as opposed to they're my source of income. So Bezos fits that bill. I would say Bezos is a great guy to own an NFL team.
Bobcat.
This is not going well at all. All right, so Dan Campbell.
Wait a minute, you asked a question, we answered a question. How's it not going well?
Right, yeah, it's good. Right.
Dan Campbell and the Lions beat the Packers
yesterday.
Go ahead. After the game, he said, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm exhausted. I want to go home and drink a beer. Has Dan Campbell started to grow on you a little bit, or is he still just a terrible coach with a great get a beer with me personality?
Rah-rah guy almost never gets you to the title. Rah-rah guy can be fun and easy to root for, and we're going to bite your kneecaps off, and I'm going to cry after wins. I'm going to cry after losses. Occasionally.
Pete Carroll.
Occasionally,
Pete Carroll's a rah-rah guy.
Dick Vermeil, rah-rah guy.
Dick Vermeil, rah-rah guy.
Occasionally, you get a guy like that. 90% of the time, they don't work. So I think Dan Campbell is probably out after 3 years. What, this is year two? So he'll probably have another year to get. I mean, he had a huge win over the weekend, but everybody's beating the Packers now.
Yeah, the Packers are terrible.
So I think Dan Campbell is not long for an NFL head
coaching
job.
It's a shame because everybody knows Dan Campbell said he wants to bite people's kneecaps off, and that's memorable. That's
and he wants to get an actual lion, pet lion, put him on a chain and walk him around the Lions practice facility. That alone would be entertaining.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's a very good
coach. Yeah, being entertaining does not necessarily go along with being a great coach. Yeah. So
remember,
I think
Jerry Glanville. Jerry Glanville was very fun, had a lot of fun sayings, you know, just didn't win.
Bobcat.
All right, so Sean Devaney is an NBA insider. I don't know where he is anymore, but he used to be at Sporting.
Is it Devaney or Devaney?
It's Devaney.
It's Devaney. Sean Devaney. I don't know where he is now. I think he used to be at Sporting News, though, I think.
And you're quoting him, and you don't know where he is.
I don't know where he is now, but I know who he is specifically.
Yeah, you know so much you call him Devaney.
Well, look, I'm just reading the name.
You guys are
this
tight.
Is awful. All right, so, but he got a scoop that said the Dallas Mavericks are a
favorite
team.
Favorite Bobcat ever.
Wow.
The Dallas Mavericks are a team to keep an eye on for Ben Simmons. Who in the hell still wants Ben Simmons on
their team? It's unbelievable. You told me this earlier. I'm like, Ben Simmons, apparently he's going to play tonight. But who wants to be in the Ben Simmons business at this point? I cannot imagine Dallas wants to sign up for Ben Simmons.
That is a great question. But remember, Mace, what did I tell you about professional sports? Everybody thinks they can turn everybody around. Like, they if we bring him into our culture, we'll turn him around right away. You can do the dance of the lemons here. Like, let me just ask you. Before last week, when Russell Westbrook turned a corner,
right?
Wouldn't you have traded Russell Westbrook for Ben Simmons straight up?
It's a good question.
Now you probably wouldn't, because Westbrook looks like he's found
something. Yeah, I wouldn't do it now. Would I have done it then? Maybe. Although I've never been a Ben Simmons fan. I just don't. If you just can't.
Michael really likes
him. Yeah, if you can't shoot, you can't shoot. I mean, and he's had lots of time to try to figure that out. He's just not going to be a shooter. He'll do everything but. I can't imagine Ben Simmons is a. I know he fills up the box score, but he's not a guy you can go to in a big game.
Yeah, I don't think and I'd be surprised if Dallas made a
Me
move
too.
On.
Me too. I'd be surprised. I would be surprised.
Bobcat.
So Herndon Hooker is the quarterback at Tennessee.
Herndon
Hendenhooker.
And he has an NIL deal with French's Mustard.
Yes.
So some Vols fans showed up for College Game Day and chugged an entire bottle of mustard. Ireland, is this something you think you can do?
No. Matter of fact, one time when I was at UCLA, there was a famous alum that later got into trouble for selling tickets. Mm. But he came to all the road games. So I was a student at UCLA, and I was working for the campus station. And one day we're at a game in Boulder, and there's like 10 of us sitting around a table. And he walks in with a big bottle of Tabasco.
Mm.
He puts a $100 bill under there.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts the Tabasco on top of it. He goes, anybody who can shoot that whole bottle of Tabasco gets the $100. And I lunge for it to try and get it, but a friend of mine beat me to it.
Yep.
And my friend got sick after four drops.
Really? After four drops?
Yeah, like four drops, he couldn't do it. Have you ever tried to drink Tabasco straight?
No, but your friend sounds soft. I'm sure I could get more than four drops.
All right. So would you, for money,
mm-hmm.
guzzle, chug an entire thing of mustard? Like, we take the cap off the top and you just drink it like it's a milkshake.
Mm.
We should just do it.
How much money?
What do you want?
$1,000.
Oh, God, no.
$100.
I would probably do it for $100.
I think you would do it for $100.
Oh, John would do it for $100.
He's in tomorrow.
But
for $100, Ireland?
I don't think I could physically do it.
I just wonder about, I just worry about the after effects.
Yeah.
I just worry about, I can do the beginning part, the end part's going to be awful.
I guarantee you, right after I do it, I'll have to miss three games, and it just wouldn't work, but.
It's a funny gag.
Yeah, these guys did it for free.
You know what I do like? I like what the one Bills guy who they put ketchup and mustard on. Have you seen that guy?
No.
They just shoot mustard and ketchup at him. They've got guns, and he gets covered with mustard and ketchup before a game. The Bills Mafia people.
Yeah
Google that.
And what does he do for the game?
I have no idea. I've not followed up on.
Just bakes in the sun with that?
Does he have like a hose that he can rinse it off with?
Yeah, I've done no research on the after effects of this. I've just seen the pictures of him covered with ketchup and mustard. That'd be easier than drinking, guzzling mustard.
Yeah.
He said, really take a shower after that.
I think I sent you guys video of the guy guzzling mustard. He seemed like he was fine afterwards.
Boom.
I'm sure he would be fine. I mean, mustard's good. I like mustard.
See you in 8 hours.
All right, am I weird that I will only, this is a weird thing with me, hot dogs, mustard only, hamburgers, ketchup only. Am I the only one like that?
Nope.
No.
You have that much RAM in your head that you can think about doing that?
Hey,
no, I'm just telling you that's what I do. I don't give it any thought. If you give me a hamburger, I say, do you have any ketchup? And if you give me a hot dog, I say, do you have any mustard?
I just ketchup only on a hot dog. That's it.
Ketchup only
on a hot dog?
See, I'm mustard only on a hot dog. And ketchup only on a burger. I'm exactly
the same as me.
Yeah. Although mayo is really.
Mayo and ketchup.
Mayo and ketchup together is
no mayo, period. Just get rid of mayo altogether.
Thousand Island.
It doesn't exist. Should not exist.
Why?
Because mayo is not good. It's gross.
Wait, what do you put on a turkey sandwich?
Not mayo. I'll probably put mustard. Yellow mustard.
Yeah, mayo on a turkey sandwich.
Mayo's good.
Mayo is disgusting.
You're missing out on mayo.
No, mayo's not good.
Mayo's great. All right. Bobcat. That's where we finish. Mayo's great.
Wow.
Sure.
Wow.
Wow.
All right, so coming up next, John, we've got a mentalist coming up at 3:30.
Yeah, if he pulls this off, I'll be just.
I will be dumbfounded.
Yeah, there's no way. All right, so again, setting this up. He told me, we talked to him at noon, Mason and I, on the phone. This guy's back east.
His name is Oz Perlstein. Perlman, sorry.
And he said, John, I want you to go to Wikipedia. I said, okay. He goes, type in the name of any athlete, living or dead, ever. I type in the athlete. Don't tell him who it is.
Right.
He goes, pull up an image. I go, okay. He goes, save it to your phone. I go, okay. He goes, I'm going to tell you who it is at 3:30.
That's nuts. And so for me, he says, pick a birthday of somebody you know, and then add your PIN code from your ATM. And then add one more thing. I forget what it was. And so I've got a four-digit number. Ireland, I'll send you the four-digit number. You send me a picture of the athlete so that we can freak each other out if this works.
Okay.
We'll do that. That's at 3:30. In the meantime, I've not done the Grubhub password yet, and I'm dying for a donut. Plus, I do have Jim Bowden did a really good job of laying out all the MLB free agents and what their contracts might be and all that kind of stuff, and whether the Dodgers were in on stuff. We'll do that coming up too. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.